guy who has, in our world, in our book, on our show, and overall, become a superstar through this pandemic. His name, Dr. Matthew Sims, head of infectious disease research for Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak. And I mean that, Doc, because you have been level-headed, calm, but very direct in all of your beliefs, feelings, and advice. And I really appreciate that, Doc, very much.
Well, thank you. It's certainly nice to hear when people, listen to what I have to say and appreciate it.
Well, we have always appreciated it here on this program and off the air as well. We followed your advice and it's been very good advice. The one bad thing that I have seen lately from what you were talking about is we have front page headlines. Michigan breaks its record for adult COVID-19 hospitalizations. All the hospitals are under the gun, and we're working with the first responders are stretched to the limit. There's only so much they can do, and we haven't seen the worst of it. When and if this is ever over, I think there are a lot of people going to retire that maybe pushed up their retirement much sooner than we thought, and we're going to have a problem. We're going to have a further crisis in healthcare. Do you have any thoughts about that?
You know, I think you're right. I mean, we've already seen, a number of doctors who were kind of close to retirement when this whole thing started. They just retired. Usually they're not the people who were, like, in the hospital taking care of COVID, that sort of. It's other specialties who, maybe when COVID came, the elective surgeries were shut down and they said, I'm a year from retirement, I'm just going to retire now. We definitely saw some of that. We definitely saw some retirement in nursing and phlebotomy and, all the sort of associated fields as well. We're feeling it now. And I think you're right. I think we're going to feel it more later. There are certainly other people who are hanging on longer than they normally would have because they see the need. And if and when this, finally calms down, they'll take their time to retire. They've been talking about a looming crisis in the number of physicians available for years, that it's coming, it's here, it's coming, and it's definitely, this highlights it.
Well, look, we've been talking about nurse burnout as long as I can remember, well before issue. So now the nurse burnout factor has got to be increased. One of the things you've always said from the beginning was to get vaccinated. And one of the things you see now is that the most critically ill people are the people who were unvaccinated. And that's still the case, is it not?
It is. And, there's another thing I want to stress. When they report, 30% of patients who are in the hospital are vaccinated or something. When I see these patients, a lot of those patients got vaccinated early and now really needed a booster and didn't get it yet. A lot of them were planning to get it and they just hadn't yet. So when they talk about the number of breakthrough cases, a lot of them really should have been boosted. A lot of them are people who are immunosuppressed and they were vaccinated, but the vaccine doesn't work well for them. So it's not that, if you're a relatively young, healthy person and get vaccinated, you're not the person, and you get your booster when you're supposed to, that's not the person who we're really seeing these breakthroughs with. We're really seeing the breakthroughs with people who needed the booster, people who have other medical problems, people who, are immunosuppressed. So vaccines, this has really become, as has been said many times, a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Yeah. Hey, got a quick question that's personal, but it affects a lot of people. Speaking of the booster, I happen to get the Pfizer shots and the Pfizer booster. My wife, Kim, had the Moderna vaccines. It's time for her to get a booster. Should she request a Pfizer booster? Because we already heard from the guy who runs Moderna that he doesn't think theirs works against this latest variant.
The Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are pretty close to identical. I think that both the reason that he's worried about it not working against Omicron is the same reason I am. Omicron has 32 mutations in spike, which is what the vaccine targets. It's got 10 mutations in the receptor binding domain of spike, which is the part that's really the most protective. And so the concern is, you know, it's like you change the shape of the jigsaw puzzle piece. The antibodies don't fit it anymore. That's the concern. We don't know yet for sure, but we kind of expect that there's going to be some loss. I still would say, you know, right now against Delta, Moderna has the most longevity. I don't know that, you know, if Moderna is not going to work against Omicron, chances are Pfizer is not going to work against Omicron. What we're going to need is a new version of the vaccine that's targeted to Omicron.
All right. So if you've had the Moderna shots, the vaccinations, and it's time for a booster, you may as well go back to the Moderna booster.
Yeah, I think so right now. If it doesn't work, if these vaccines don't work against Omicron, probably both are going to act the same, and probably we're going to need a new mRNA vaccine that's specific to Omicron, and then everybody's going to get a new dose. Now, some people say, well, that's a reason not to get a booster or not to get vaccinated if we're just going to need a different one. Well, right now, the majority of what's out there is Delta. We need to protect ourselves against Delta. Omicron may be coming. We don't really know 100% for sure. I'm sure it will get here to the United States.
Yeah, no doubt.
Whether it will take over from Delta in the future, that's still to be determined.
Right. Quick question.
If we're going to have another vaccine, then we'll get that too. Just like every year you get a new flu shot because the flu changes, right now, because there's so much spread of COVID, COVID is changing. We've talked about this before. And if we need a new vaccine, we need a new vaccine. It doesn't mean don't get the last vaccine because there may be a new one in the future.
For those of us who've been vaccinated, even gotten our booster, there's a schmutz going around that brings a lot of discomfort. We first called it a cold. Of course, everyone then says, well, maybe you should get tested. So you get tested again and again and again.
Yep.
And I don't have the virus, according to all the tests, but I have this cough, this schmutz that won't let go. And there appear to be a lot of people like that. Is that anything related to COVID?
No, probably not. You know, one of the things during, you know, cold and flu season, right? People always say, oh, I got the flu. You know, a large number of people, this of course is pre-COVID, a lot of people never had the flu. They had another respiratory virus. There are hundreds of different respiratory viruses. Most of them are just annoying. You know, here at Beaumont, we have a test when people come in and they look like they have a viral pneumonia. It tests for 17 different viruses, right? But we still, most of the time, it comes back negative because there's so many other viruses out there that we don't test for. You know, there's a million viruses that go around. Some people just get a little cough with the change in weather. I know I always, I have allergies to stuff that happen in every season. So every time there's a change in season, I get a little, you know, sinus stuff, a little cough, and it goes away. You know, everybody has, you know, something. But, you know, flu, you usually have muscle aches with it. You usually have fevers with it. COVID, all sorts of symptoms, as you know. If you just have a little cough and sneeze, certainly, you know, it could be the first signs of something like the flu or COVID, but it could also just be something very mild.
We got to run, Doctor. Good to know you're human. Dr. Matthew Sims, head of infectious disease research, Beaumont Hospital. God bless you, sir. It's 8:30.
Take care.